Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Dickens Boy, a novel by Thomas Keneally. Read by David Tredinnick.
To the four young pilgrims, Gus, Clementine, Alexandra, Rory. Travel well. I can honestly report that he went away, poor dear fellow, as well as could be expected. He was pale and had been crying, and, Henry said, had broken down in the railway carriage after leaving Higham Station, but only for a short time. Charles Dickens to his daughter Mary, Mamie, September 1868. Chapter 1. A long ocean voyage seems plentiful in small incidents at the time, but is remembered as a blur when it ends. On my journey to Australia on the Sussex, a gentleman in the saloon said one day off Africa that only being wrecked would save us from the tedium. But after Cape Town, it was all wind and fury as we tore across the Indian Ocean and the base of the Australian continent to our destination. Even at 16, after I arrived in Melbourne, I knew it was a remarkable place, and that I would have no trouble writing about it to Mama, Aunt Georgina, and the Governor. A great city, built on the riches provided by the gold of Victoria's hinterland. Unlike Manchester or Liverpool or Nottingham or such, it had not grown from some dreary medieval village or fearsome coal pit. It was a lively British city, 15,000 miles from its parent. In such a place, one finds a particular kind of Briton. My Australian mentor, George Rusden, was a scholarly British sort of Melbournean. He had come to Australia as a boy with his clergyman father, and had later explored the country and driven livestock through it. As clerk of the Parliament of Victoria, he had the final say on parliamentary procedure in a booming and self-governing colony. Rusden had somehow met up with my father in London some years past. He struck me as a Tory, and was certainly not, therefore, the sort of fellow who would have consorted with my father, and he wasn't
Sample complete. Ready to continue?